Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Sadiq, the mix genius, dropping nothing but the best in reggae.
Psalms 35, keep us alive. Close my eyes and lay under the sheets. I can hear your voice when the wind blows, and I can call on you when I need you. You're by my side, I can tell, I can feel you. I wonder why I still can't see your face. But with my heart and all my faith, I move mountains cause you're a miracle. And with these words to you I pray, you're my guideline and you're my hero. And I can call on you when I need you. You're by my side, I can tell, I can see ya. I wonder why I still can't see your face. I have this pain, that's why I say my prayer to you. You're my shelter in the rain, and dear God, I send a message to you. That's why I'ma pray, 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 pray. Yeah, I'ma pray, pray. Before I wake, my soul will be safe in your temple. And it ain't no lie, cause you're so great. When you speak, you make the whole world tremble. And I'll be soaring on the wings of your angels, sending your message of love with Gabriel in the sky. And I give you thanks for your good grace. Even though this world is cruel, I still follow your divine example. And when obstacles come in my way, I never fail cause you're the handle. When I can call on you when I need you, you're by my side, I can tell, I can see you. I wonder why I give thanks for your good grace.
The mix genius.
Let's go, my one friend, we got it.
Love without pretending, I said, Your trust in Jah will never make your heart break. Jah will never hurt your feelings. Love without a second.
DJ Sadiq, DJ the Sadiq. Mixed genius.
Born again. I'm seeing now, Lord.
Just have
to the unfriendly kill.
All right, praise the Lord. A lot of you know already know who that was. That was gospel recording artist Dietrich Haddon in his new song called Have Your Way. And the few songs before that was him also as well at the very beginning. That great gospel mix that you have heard was by our brother in Kenya, DJ Sadiq. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for him. Shout out, go to him on today. You all are now tuning in to the Jamming It for Jesus Tuesday live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings on today. We thank the Lord for how he's steady yet moving by his spirit around the world. I want to give some shout-outs to all of Africa on today. We want to thank God for all of you that are listening in right now there in Nigeria, in Ghana, those that are in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, those that's in Uganda, Kenya, Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia, Togo. To all of our family there in Africa, we want to just say God bless you. To those that are in Malaysia, we want to say God bless. Here in America, every city and state represented listening in, we want to say God bless you. Also, we have people in Germany, in Russia listening in. God bless you. In Brazil right now, we thank God for Brazil, Mexico, all of our Latino family, our Mexican family, also Chaldean. We want to say God bless to those that's in Croatia and Serbia. God bless you on today. Also, we have China. We thank God for you there in China. Also in Trinidad, Barbados, Togo, Tobago, and also in Jamaica. We just want to say God bless to everybody listening in. However you listening in on today, God bless. We want to give a shout-out to Richard Ando listening in right now. God bless you, dear. To everybody, like I said, we just thank God for you. Today we have nothing but great gospel music and more for your ears on today, on this Tuesday, and we just thank God. However, we will not be on live tomorrow at all. But we will be back on Thursday, and we will be back on Friday. So I just wanted to make that known. We will not be on tomorrow at all, but we will be residing back in on Thursday and Friday. So right now, we just thank the Lord. I want to give our brothers there in Ghana a shout-out because we're going to start off with Ghana today. Then we're just going to keep it on pushing. We have music coming in. I want to give a shout-out to John Kenneth on today. God bless you. We thank God for you. To Difference, we want to give a shout-out to Difference. Linda E. on today. Also, we just thank God for G-Edge. We thank God for G-Edge on today. Nana K. We thank God. Also, just to everybody that is listening in right now. To Chica, we want to say God bless you too as well. We just thank the Lord for his many blessings. And like I said, we have some great music that is coming before you on today. So right now we're going to start this off with Judah Royal Priesthood on today. God bless you to preachers there in Ghana. God bless you. They have a great song, y'all, that just came out called Church Clubbing. Yes, Church Clubbing. And we're going to hear that today by our family up there. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, just awesome. And so God is just great, like I said, and he's worthy to be praised all the time. And it's just great what God is doing all around the world. So right now, like I said, also I want to make mention that the names for the top 12 countdown, we will be seeing that sometime this week, no later than next week. So I just want y'all to just keep looking out for the links on Facebook. You will see the faces of our 12 nominees, and it will also have the date that we will be doing the live Top 12 show Okay, so I just wanted to just keep you all to have that in mind today as well. So, but once again, we just thank the Lord for our it gives exposure to our artists around the world. So, in saying that, like I said, we got this great music by our family there, Judah Royal Priesthood. We thank the Lord for them on today. I'm telling you, it's their great, great men of God. I'm telling you, the youth is really moving it up. I'm telling you, they're reverent Christ. And that's what I love about the music that you hear on this show. We ain't on here for no, you know, shucking and jabbing and, you know, to be, you know, to say, oh, I'm better than you or this music is better than that. No, it's all Jesus music, all Jesus music. And we thank God for this music that God has given us and this great platform that we are able to be heard around the world. So that is nothing. All glory goes to our Papa God. And I'm telling you, and I just thank him on today because he is great and he is worthy of all the praise and honor and glory. So in saying that, we're going to get down with this music, as I stated before. And then right after that, we're just going to keep it on rocking. We have some great music, too, coming from our brother, PC. Yes, I'm telling you, we got some music, great music coming from him. Matter of fact, I'm going to play him next after Judah Royal Priesthood. And then right after that, we're going to be hearing PC, and then we're going to hear some Kwame Apostle, and we're just going to keep it rocking today with some great music with Difference again, back with us again, and Crucifix there in Nigeria. I'm telling you, it's going down. So just keep it locked. Here it is, Judah Royal Priesthood and Church Clubbing, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
I'll be in the building. Don't get it twisted. This ain't circular. Straight up on the pop music. It's Brady Coda B.
Hey,
alright.
You see this?
Tell you what you worship emotion already in motion. The divinity blazes a blazing a blazer. We no smoke, we no drink liquor. Up in the building, we drink no liquor. We are drunk with the Holy Ghost and not with a little. So we do it for the Lord, not for the fame. Yeah, we do it for God. Up in the building, yeah, we do it for God. Check, check, check. Yeah, we do it for Lord. So let me see your holy hands up and do it for God. I know we dance in the church, dance in the church. Yeah, we clap in the church, clap in the church. Yeah, we shout in the church, shout in the church. And we read the word of God, and we do the truth. Stop it, we addicted. See your grace and your love, we addicted. See your love and your mercy, we addicted. See your grace and your love. Let me see your hands up, say your holy God.
Fuck me half job and me side so me never lack. Me roll upon the eagle back so me fly against every odd that be rise. Cause Jah is my defender, so me abide under him shelter. So if you try, function your weapon, me blaze holy fire upon ya. We holy popping, see we holy clapping, we holy popping.
Just jump in with that, with that.
Decode the beat. Let's go now.
Decoder.
All right, all right. We thank God for that song. That was Judah, Royal Priesthood. I'm telling you, we just thank God for it on today. Just awesome. We having some problems here, y'all, so I have to bear with me here. But I don't know if y'all can hear me or what's going on, but this system is definitely freezing me. And I can't even click on, I can't do nothing right now. So bear with me, please. Okay. We're going to have to get it back on again. All right. But like I said, we just thank God. I think we have it. I think we have it now. But it's just awesome. We just thank the Lord for what he is doing and how he is worthy of all the praise. Like I said, y'all have to excuse this right here. I don't know what's going on, but it's like my whole system has just froze out. I don't know what the cause is, but it's freezing. So just give it a minute, and we're going to be back on here, okay? But we just thank God for, like I said, all of you that are listening in from around the world. It's just great. It's great what our Papa God is really doing and how he is just, you know, he's just doing wonderful things, amazing things. He really is. He's doing amazing things. And I'm just grateful on today, despite even this problem that's happening on these airwaves now, you know, with everything is like not trying to work right here, but we're going to get it together. Like I said, things kind of froze up, so I'm not able to go to the phone lines or do anything right now until this is fixed. So that's why I'm talking to you while I do this. But like I said, it's just awesome what God is doing in the midst and in the lives of his people. Like I stated to you all before, I am going through something for real, and it ain't nice, and it don't feel good going through it, but, you know, I'm still pressing on regardless. We cannot give up. We cannot give in to what the enemy try to tell us to do, you know, give up, walk away, your God ain't nothing. You know how it is, how he'll speak that negative junk in your ear, and if you ain't careful, you will listen to that stuff and walk in that. And that's something we have to be careful about. We cannot walk in that. We have to walk in belief, even if we, you know, if you can't believe, say, Lord, help my unbelief. But we have to believe. We have to grab hold of faith and just know that things are going to work out. I'm telling you, it's rough. It is rough, I'm telling you. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy because some storms are rougher than other storms. I'm telling you, I feel like I've been, you know what I'm saying, through a hurricane about 10 times back to back, you know, and it just don't feel good, you know, at times. But we know that we serve a mighty God, and that's it right there. We serve a mighty God, and I'm not letting go of, you know, my Papa's hand. I'm not doing it. We have to keep on pushing on and pressing on. We have to. We come too far, and we cannot give up. So I'm telling you, I'm not giving up. Now, we have a great song by Pasco. I think I'm saying his name right. Pasco, PC. Right now, he's on the phone line, and I'm going to click him on right now so he can reintroduce himself and where he's calling from, where he's from, and he's going to talk about this song. It's called I Give You Everything, and I'm telling you, I played it last week, and it definitely rocked the nation. So we're going to click him on right now. I believe I have things working. God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and let everyone know where you from, you know, where you're originally from and where you're calling from, and then talk to us a little bit about this I Give You Everything.
Well, I'm originally from Congo, Central Africa, and I'm calling from Houston, and yeah, the song I wrote basically says, I give you everything. You know, the Bible says that he has given us the fullness of him, but we have not given him the fullness of ourselves. So basically the song speaks of me giving my whole self unto God, because he gave himself to me, therefore I am willing to give myself unto him. So basically it just says, I give you my all, I give you my everything, as in I am devoted to you. You know, so basically that's all the deal of the song. It's a worship song. It's you and God just talking. Yeah.
Wow. I'm telling you, well, you know what? I played it last week, and I'm telling you, it was awesome. I was blessed. I was blessed by it. I want to tell you this. For those, there's a lot of people that are going through, as you heard me say, that, you know, we are all going through some storms. It's something that we are going through that we are looking for God to step in. Now, you have some people that are going through that really are on the verge of giving up. Brother, can you just give a word of encouragement to the nation today that is listening in? Can you just give a word of encouragement to them?
Yes. You know, that's why the Bible does say that there will always be those going through hard situations. But Paul said that this light affliction, you know, he calls it this light affliction, means whatever you're going through, it's a light affliction, but which prepares you for the greater glory. You know, so the things that we go through and everything that we go through, sometimes we think that God has given up on us or God is just watching, you know, and we don't understand that actually this world we're living in, you know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness and all the powers, you know. So that's why my pastor always says that if it is not good, it's not God, you know.
Yes.
So, but the thing is that it builds your faith. It makes you understand who God really is. Because if you did not go through what you're going through and God pulled you out of it, you will never know that there was a God. Or you will never understand the message of faith if you didn't go through what you're going through and for God to pull you out of it. So I believe that there is a reason for everything that is here. But we're going through whatever we're going through, there's a time to say it's enough. You know, because the Bible says that there's power in the life of your tongue. There is power when you speak. The world hears. I always ask if the wind, the trees could hear Jesus Christ, if he could make a donkey to talk. So that means everything under the heavens is under your feet. It means they are bound to listen to you, because the Bible says that we are heirs with Christ, and as he is, so are we on this earth, and have given us dominion, and that we are born of God, and we are not from here, but we are from above. So that means everything that is below the heavens, you have control and you have dominion to speak. So whatever you're going through, I believe you have the power to speak to it and say, it is enough, and I am tired of this, and I'm going forward, and I have the power to change, and I can change any situation that I'm in. You know, God speaks to faith. He doesn't respond to tears. God responds to your faith. So once you step in and say enough, God will respond to that, because he's waiting for you to say that, you know, because it's about you and what you say. That's why I say, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall lose shall be loose. So it is when you speak that the heavens respond.
That's right. That's right. That is right. I'm telling you, and that's awesome. That is really, really awesome. And I just thank God for that. I pray somebody listening in tonight or today or this morning or whatever time it is in the countries or whatever in other places, that someone was encouraged by what you just, stated. So what I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to play this great song. And right after this song, I'm going to click you on to have the last remarks and then maybe, say a word of prayer for those that are listening in. So I'm going to put you on hold, brother. As soon as the song is done, I'm going to click you right back on. Is that okay?
Yes, no problem.
All right. Okay, y'all, so y'all heard this great man of God, our dear brother, I'm telling you, is just awesome. This song here, I'm telling you, will take you straight to the throne. And I thank the Lord that when I first heard it, I said, oh, my God. Yes, this definitely rocks. So this song is called I Give You Everything, and we'll be right back in a minute.
You gave me
awesome, awesome song. I'm telling you, I was blessed by that song. Let's click our brother back on. I'm telling you. Yes. You know what? I'm telling you, brother, that was awesome. Awesome.
Hey, thank God.
Awesome worship, I'm telling you. It's just, now when did you do this song?
Well, I just did it a month and a half ago. I just did just a month and a half ago, almost 2 months.
Wow. I'm telling you,
yeah.
Well, we thank the Lord for that song. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just awesome.
Amen,
awesome.
Amen.
I know nations. Yes, I know nations were blessed by that song. Brother, I'm going to ask you to say a word of prayer. However God leads you to pray, just say a word of prayer. We have a lot of people that is listening on today, and like I said, many are going through with so much going on, but we know that God is in our midst, that God is there with us. I will be honored to have you say a word of prayer today.
No problem. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise, O God. Father, at the sound of my voice, Father God, that everyone that is going through any situation, O God, that whatsoever you are going through right now, I speak resurrection. I speak the power of resurrection to resurrect every dead thing in your life, any dead thing in your life. That everything that has died in your life, in your situation, let it be job, let it be joy, let it be peace, I resurrect it in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead so liveth in us and vitalizes our mortal body. I speak life into your situation. I speak life into everything that you're going through in the name of Jesus. That whatsoever you're going through is ending. Right now it is ending in the name of Jesus. Speak life, joy, peace, and happiness into your life. And God will visit you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Wow, we thank God for that prayer. I'm telling you, I thank God for you being on with us, brother. And I know that this is not going to be the last time. I know it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. Amen.
All right, brother, is there anything else you would like to say to everyone before you go off here?
I just would like to encourage everybody that, you know, to be strong and stick to the word. You know, the Bible says that the word of God is a mirror and it shows you who you are. You know, the more you study the word of God, the more you understand who you are. The more you study the life of Christ, the more you understand the life you're supposed to live in. You understand, Jesus Christ was never broke. Jesus Christ was never poor. And Jesus Christ was never sick. Nowhere in the Bible that Jesus was depressed or was without joy. So that same life he has given to you. So understand that and live it. You know, that's all I have to say.
All right then. Well, brother, you can continue to hang on and listen in, or you can click on the link on your page and listen in if you can, you know, but... we just thank God for you calling in on today. And again, God bless you in all that you do, brother.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too.
All right, then. Have a great one.
You too.
All right. Well, we thank God, y'all. Y'all heard it. I'm telling you, just awesome, our awesome brother, great brother in the Lord. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for his life and that great song, I'm telling you, is awesome. I know that many were blessed on today. I'm telling you, we have up next, we got Different coming up in a few moments. But right now, we're going to go to a couple of tunes of our dear brother, Pastor Kwame Aponsa. I'm telling you, I am blessed by this man of God's music. I even can sing some of his music. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And I just thank God for his life. So right now, we're going to play a couple of tunes of Pastor Kwame Aponsa. And right after that, the next voices you will hear will be our family, Different. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
untouchable tenor. If for me, Otsu tenor, my bravo imu. Emi misuroshi, na merisi sami nyami eja. Asochibu denara. Se ifumi otsu denara. Ma bravo imu. Emi misuroshi. Nami rinsi sami nyami. Da.
Emmanuel, and you be one, and you be one, if one, because they want to show us
more.
It's your name, is it show us some more? Oh, our DJ, show us some more. Emmanuel, and you be one. The Janoa,
Wara, oh, Sunya Sassi yewuti yami bibi ewona ana mure katremyo sunya safi yewuti yami bibi ewona ana erati katrem metsi wasi sunya safi yewuti yami Bibi yewuna ana mure kachemo Surya sati yewuti nyami Bibi yewuna ana erate mure Oh mazazi ima My all in all is in you, Jesus. All that I ask for is in you, Jesus. My desire is in you, Jesus. I've got no one so precious to me like you. There is no one so precious to me like you. Jesus, you are the best. My all is in you, Jesus. All that I ask for is in you, Jesus. My desire is in you, Jesus. I've got no one so precious to me like you. There is no one so precious to me like you. Jesus, you are the best.
Wow, I'm telling you, wasn't that awesome? That was Pastor Kwame of Pasta. We want to give a shout out. God bless you, brother, you and your wife, your family. We just thank God for you all. I'm telling you, I am truly blessed by those that wonderful music. I'm telling you, it's just awesome, very awesome. And we just thank God right now for the time that as I was stating before, that we had a great music coming from different, and we have that right now that is coming up before you. Even now, I'm telling you, I'm just grateful. We were blessed, and also to know that, you know what I'm saying, that different will be in the, they are the top 12. They are in the top 12 that's of the nominees, and we just thank the Lord for that. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful to be able to have met, you know, with them and everything, and we in fellowship. And I just know that one day soon we will be face to face. You know, we gonna meet. Either they come here, we going there, or however you want to put it. But we just thank the Lord, like I said, for their life. So right now, you are going to hear this great music of our brothers here called Different. And I'm telling you, the song Hosanna and also Yahweh is going to play right now. So once again, we want to say God bless you to all of Different, the group, Chica, we thank God for you on today. And also, we thank God for John Kenner. So we want to give a shout-out to all of our family, everybody that makes up and fellowship and part of this group, Difference. We're going to play their music, and we're going to be right back.
I believe you are the Son of God. There is nothing you can't do. Hopes and dreams are coming true. Because my heart belongs to you. Yeah. I believe you're my provider. I've got everything I need. Hopes and dreams are coming true. Because my heart belongs to you.
Yeah. Come on, lift your voice. Again, take it up. Yeah. me ba la la be mi dan le me ba mi dan yong mo shi shi mi ni bi fe kwa mi le mi na bo ni em ni so mo so ke ke yo emi e na mi he chwi da da E hear me, me jie ba, e no kwale, le pe nagbe, mi bi fe ye nagbe ko. Nyomo somo cha e yo, ni bi fe ye nagbe ko. No, na kami minyong mole nine hamihu ebile no beni mi yo minye musun ninyong mofa ake mi ba keba mene binele efe mobo na lo tu Nagbe ko Nyong mo shimo Da e yo Ni namo ise bafo Je ni fe ise bafo Awo e Da e yo Wobe noko 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 Mi woke bato o shimo ne
I'm great, I worry about nada. always in the red bottom. I wake up and I kick up and I do what I wanna. I be around the goons and the shops and the runners. I ain't put you in the church choir no more, mama. Chi-town, New York, Tampa, Carolina. CCIBI and California. I bring it to the addicts and the drinks and the stars and the pips and the plans and the holes in the country.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I endure like Olympic runners, blaze like Indiana summer.
Call me Mufasa.
I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours exclusively.
of powerful prayer and also words of encouragement by Prophet Boateng. We thank God for him. And then we have a few more, Prophet Angel. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And so right now, I just want to say God bless. I thank all of you all that have tuned in on today, and we just pray that you were blessed by this great broadcast on today. I know I was. I was truly blessed, and like I said, we will be back on again on Thursday. So right now, ending us off in these last 6 minutes, I'm going to play a few clippings of great words of encouragement and a great, like, clippings of message of our great brothers there in Ghana and some that's there in Zimbabwe, okay? And so just always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody and the angel on deck loves you too. God bless.
Rebabo Sanda Laboha, the devil is in trouble. Rebabo Sanda Lababo. Harababo Sete Leboreba. We all see now, Iras. We are a Kaipa, Iras. We are a Kaipa, Iras. Mwea wakai pa wairas. Dinopora, dinopora. Dinopora, dinopora. Regeza promotion yangu. Regeza stand yangu. Regeza nyika yangu. Regeza gutarango. Reka karabasata. My God. Gurababu sandarababu bubura. Girelebu ridarabasa. Oh. Yeah, yeah. It's happening now. It's happening now. I can see you there. I can see you are getting there. Doors are opening now. I can see doors opening now. I can see doors opening now. Walls are breaking down. Jura walls are trembling down. Kerarako sapaha. Borders are being removed right now. Kirara sotorobosa. My. Oh. Jesus.
Your story is not my story. your cry will not be my cry. I've got a way of crying. I've got a way of laughter. I've got a way of saying, thank God that gives me victory through Christ. Ah, that's why I always lift up my hands when everything is going negatively, that my God is alive and faithful is the Lord that said it, who also will do it. I know that my story.
This is a prayer for you. Wherever you might be in a car, in a house, in a bus, wherever you may be, this is a prayer for you. You are a success. You are a success. It's not going to get worse. I speak in the authority of the Holy Ghost, the power from on high. As I pray this prayer, believe and have faith. Act upon what you believe. Take it to heart. Work it out. Father, I pray by the authority of the Holy Ghost, with this church, I bind myself this day to me forever by the power of faith. Christ's incarnation, His baptism in the Jordan River, His extraordinary miracles and exploits, I bind.
Your ladder is coming down tonight. I'm connecting you tonight. The spirit realm is yours. Fuma ribunika yemwe yangaiburuke. Sirimu fema mendinga siburuke. Every declaration concerning my life, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my Jesus. Mariwe manera, mariwe lata, mariwe chiripori pochko, mariwe ipapo ipapo. Believe God for your miracle tonight. You never die poor. The devil is a liar. Every demon from hell is a liar. Zawatawa no sinaitika. My God, my Jesus, an anointing to prosper. An anointing to prosper. God of Bethel. God of Bethel. Latera, Latera. Ah, Muspot Senta Latera. Dini Mariwe Pete. Mariwe Dombori Nemafuta. Mariwe Miko. Latera, Latera. Aura Belti Chini, wewewe. Latera. Uruguay, Tabu Yigama Zibabaku. You are going back to your inheritance. Poverty and sickness was never your portion. Uri kubuda mu mamala pali nasi. Uri kutsogera kunyika ichipikirwa. Your broke days are over. Uri kutaura nemhepo inokudaro. Uri kutuka madimoni ehurobe. Regetswa nala pali nezita raJesu. Mweya unoshandisa. Munasinga badarwe. Mweya unodzvinyirira promotion. Ndatevera nelata. Ndatevera nemanera. Zvinoitika chiripo ripocho. Haisisiri yegore rinouya bodo. Uchibva panapa. Mhepo ichafamba newe.
You know, some people write books on prayer, but some people know about prayer. Because prayer is more than writing a book, it's a lifestyle. Listen to me, he is the Archbishop Overseer of Christian in Action Faith Ministries. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. From Ghana, Archbishop Duncan, Nicholas Duncan Williams. Come on, give God praise to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Man of God, I'm so honored to have you again tonight. I praise God for your life and what God is doing in your life and how He's using you. Let me just start, because there's some people tuning in tonight probably don't know you. Tell them just a quick synopsis about who Bishop Duncan Williams is.
Bishop Duncan Williams is from Ghana, West Africa. I've been ministering for 30 years.
Wow.
Across the nations of the world, and one of my greatest passions is to take prayer to the body of Christ, to the nations of our world, and to tell the body of Christ that prayer is a place of divine advantage over your adversary.
Mm.
When you get to the place of prayer, you can survive anything.
Yeah.
You can handle anything. Prayer gives you advantage over the accuser. Prayer connects you to heaven.
Mm.
It allows you to go past your flesh.
Yes.
It allows you to go past intellect, argument and reasoning, and to shut down the flesh and to invoke the supernatural powers of heaven to come on bear on situations. So I've seen so many miracles and things change and happen. I've survived hell and high water. I've proved a lot of people wrong and their predictions and prophecy wrong. When they said I wasn't going to make it, I bow my knees. And I believe that he who bows his knees before Elohim can stand and face anything.
You have a powerful mantle on you for prayer. Also, I know you've prophesied things to governmental people,
mm-hmm.
people in power.
Mm-hmm.
You've declared who was going to be in power.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a great insight on your life. Tell them a little bit about that, especially when you prophesied in Africa.
The prophetic, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm one of those who believe that without the prophetic, the church is in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because all the kings of the Bible rule with prophets by their side.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul had a prophet always traveling with him. The prophetic gives you advanced knowledge.
Mm.
It gives you divine intelligence. The other day, Jesus said to his disciples, he was in prayer, and he perceived by laser discernment that there were people confusing his disciples, speaking lies into them about who he truly was.
Mm.
And there will always be whisperings going on behind the scenes about who we truly are. And there were whisperings going on by people in town about who Jesus truly was. And Jesus said to his disciples, what are they telling you?
Mm.
What are you hearing about me? Who do they say that I am?
Mm.
They're trying to confuse you. And they said, they're doing that. Some say you are John the Baptist, and others say you are Elijah and Jeremiah, one of the old prophets. Jesus said, okay, that is public perception of who I am. You can't define me by what people are saying.
Mm.
You gotta go past natural intelligence.
Yes.
You need divine intelligence here. So Jesus said, you have been with me. You've seen me raise the dead, walk on the sea, perform miracles. What is your personal perception of who I am? The Bible said, and everyone went quiet. And suddenly, Peter tap into divine intelligence. He switched from the natural to the supernatural.
Yes.
And he bought into the mind of God and downloaded divine intelligence from heaven to earth and said, you know what? I know who you are. And Jesus kept quiet and said, tell me. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood.
Didn't reveal this.
So he said, Peter, you are blessed, because anytime you hear from God, it gives you advantage over the natural man.
Yes.
So he said, you are blessed. Blessed are thou, because you heard from God. Then something tremendous here happened.
When Jesus said,
flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, it means that you can walk with God, but as long as you walk with God in the flesh, there are things you will never know about yourself and about others as long as you live.
Yes.
Watch this, man of God.
Yes.
The Bible said that, and Jacob was all alone. His family and everybody has gone ahead of him. And the Bible said, at that time when he was all alone by himself, a man wrestled him.
Yes.
And God said, I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. And I want to tell somebody right now, if you feel all alone, if you feel forsaken, rejected, lonely, like nobody's with you, let me tell you something. Loneliness is not the absence of people. It is the absence of direction.
Say that again.
Loneliness
that was good.
Is not the absence of people.
Yes.
It's the absence of direction.
Wow.
And sometimes God cuts everything back. Cuts people and removes people out of our life because he wants our undivided attention. And the Bible said, an angel of the Lord wrestled all night long
with
Jacob. And by the break of the morning, the angel was about to change shift for another angel to come. So he said, I got to go. And Jacob said, no way. You ain't going nowhere till you bless me. Now, Jacob was blessed. At this time, he had come with two portions.
Yes.
But he realized that there was another dimension in the blessing of God that he hadn't tapped into. And he said, you got to give me that thing which I don't have. And the angel said, we don't just confer blessings on anybody. We need your identity. Give me your social security number. Who are you? What is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, okay, let me check it out. So he tapped into the computer with his social security number. And he came out. Your name is not Jacob. In the computer of heaven, we don't have any records about Jacob. The record in heaven is Israel. So Jacob was an imposition. Your true name is Israel. And that was where the nation of Israel came out of. Now, Jacob had to wrestle with an angel to reveal his true identity. Jacob would have died and gone to the grave with the name Jacob, and he would have never known that his true identity was Israel. So revelation is a result of wrestling with God.
Listen, I want you to go back there. I want you to go back. Revelation comes when you wrestle with God.
You wrestle with God.
Now, bring us through the process of wrestling with God.
Wrestling with God is when you allow God has to break you. You see, it was at the breaking point.
Yes.
He had to break his flesh. He had to break some attitude. He had to break some habit. God had to break him at the place of strength to take him out of. The Bible said it is not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. So revelation is when it goes past your reason, your argument, your human intelligence, where human comprehension and reasoning cannot apprehend it. It's something that beats your intelligence. It brings you to a point of total and absolute surrender and submission to a higher insight and to a higher knowledge and to a higher intelligence. And when Jacob tapped into that revelation, he came back leaping. And sometimes God has to cause an imbalance in the natural so that we don't depend on the natural but on the supernatural. Because as long as we are all right in the natural, as long as we depend on the natural and everything is okay in the natural, we tend not to depend on God.
Yes.
So God has to cause an imbalance, an instability, a discomfort in the natural so you don't lean on the natural anymore.
Yes.
But you lean on the everlasting arm.
My God.
Of Elohim. And Jesus said one thing, Bishop, he said, unto you, to none of the apostles was the keys given but Peter.
Yes.
He said, Peter, because you just access divine intelligence, you just went up to the throne room of God, and because of this access you have to God, he said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now there are 12 gates in heaven. He said, I'm giving you keys that you can access any gate, you can enter anywhere in heaven. But watch this, he said, and because of the keys, whatsoever you
soever
on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, Bishop, that is dealing with prophetic and governmental intercession. What it means is you just don't go about binding things. But this is what it means. It means that because you've heard from God, from the Father, you then have access to know the decision of the Parliament of Heaven concerning events, circumstances, churches on the earth. And you will then declare what is already declared in heaven on the earth, and it shall be so. So you don't go around just binding and losing things. So when I hear from heaven, and I enforce what I hear from heaven, keys stand for revelation and access.
Yes.
So by those keys, it gives me access to heaven, and it allows me to hear what the Father is saying. And when I hear what the Father is saying, and I declare it on earth, I have all the backing of heaven. I declared recently in one African country about a man, 2.5 years ago, I was flying with him. British Airways. He sat next to me, and I walked up to him, was a minister of state, and I said, you'll be the next president of your country. And I said, there will be a lot of wrestling and warfare, but God said at the end you shall prevail.
Mm.
3 weeks ago he came to a church in Africa, attended, and he told all the people, about 10,000 people, he said, the Archbishop told me 2.5 years ago that I will be president, but it will be war. And he said, it was war, but I won. And the only reason why I could do that was because at that altitude, I pray good when I fly at those higher altitudes, because I'm away from everything, and I'm above every man don't like me.
Yeah.
I'm above your head. I'm out there, and I can easily tap. But the key here is our ability to hear from God and to hear from heaven is where the key is. The Bible says, "Have thou understood or known the ordinances of heaven?" In the book of Job, that thou mayest set the order or the rule on earth. And he talks about the sweet influences of Arcturus, Orion, Zodiacs, and he talks about Mazaroth. The key here, which people don't understand, he said, "Have thou commanded the morning since thy day?" And people don't get it. What it means is, if you understand the ordinances of what heaven has declared concerning issues and events on the earth, then you can have rule on the earth.
Yes.
So prayer is not prayer until you hear what heaven is saying over the situation.
See.
Because when you hear what heaven is saying about the situation, Bishop, you can handle anything. Because what heaven says is the outcome of the situation.
Yes.
I was dealing with a child recently in Orlando, Christmas time. I was in Orlando, and I was called to a situation of a child dying of leukemia, cancer, at Orlando Hospital. The leukemia has taken 80% of her body. She was in coma. She was on life support machine.
Right.
The father and the mother said to me, they took me aside and they said, "The doctor said there is nothing we can do. We need your counsel to give them permission to remove the life support." I said, "No, it is not in your power to do that. It's in God's hands." So they said, "What do it?" I said, "Don't do that. Don't remove the life support. Let's pray and reverse this situation right now."
Yeah.
We went into prayer and we prayed and we sent some other people to go as a reinforcement. Do you know that the child came out of the coma, went up the life support, the leukemia and everything reduced. The child is walking discharged right now I'm talking to you. You know what the key was? Here was the key. I didn't just say the Bible said. I listened to the man inside, the spirit.
Yeah.
And the spirit said to me, "Tell them not to remove the life support." And they looked at me some way, because in the natural, there was no hope.
Yeah.
But the spirit gave me insight, divine intelligence. And I said, "Don't remove the life support. Let us pray." So the outcome was that if we don't remove the life support and we follow the spirit, the outcome is that the child was going to make it. The doctor said they can't explain it. They don't understand how this could happen. That is what happened when we hear from God. And that's why I wrote this book, Praying Through the Promises of God.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That's an incredible book. Because some people don't know that when we pray, we got to pray based upon what God has spoken over our life.
That's it.
You clearly said download. Talk a little bit about that, because I think people are just praying without understanding.
There are two. You see, in the beginning, the Bible said the earth was out of shape and the spirit moved.
Yes.
And then God spoke. Jesus, for 30 years, walked on the earth. He said, "My time has not yet come," until the Spirit came. We need a balance. We need a marriage between the Word and the Spirit. Now, what is happening is everybody's just running with the written Word. But we got to come to a place where we allow the Spirit to guide us into the Word.
Right.
Because without the Spirit, we don't even know what to say. We don't even know what word to use. Jesus, when the Spirit came, and Jesus was tempted, it was the Spirit that led him to the Scriptures.
Yes.
And he said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." That was an utterance from the Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, "Tarry till you receive the Spirit." And then he said, when the Spirit comes, he will reveal things to come. So without the Holy Ghost, we cannot apply the Word effectively.
Yes.
Now watch this. When the Word of God comes, prophecy is God's original intent of his advanced knowledge. So this is what happened. The devil don't know the plan of God for our lives until he's prophesied.
Yes.
As soon as the prophecy comes, the devil has insight into divine intelligence. He will throw everything at you to stop you, because he now knows God's intention.
Yes.
That's why there was a decree in Egypt to kill the male seed of all the Hebrew children, because of the promise of the deliverer.
Yes.
That's why Herod gave a command to annihilate all children under the age of two, because of the prophecy of Jesus.
Yes.
So whenever prophecy comes, we need to contend for that prophecy.
So that's why when somebody prophesies over your life, all hell breaks loose.
Of course. It's dangerous, because prophecy now reveals.
Yes.
It's telling you Now watch this. One of the reasons why prophecies also comes is because God knows what is going to what is ahead of you.
Yes.
So when prophecy comes, God is assuring you. The reason why Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm was because he had advanced knowledge. He knew the outcome, that at the other side there were going to be deliverance and things were going to happen. So when the storm came, he slept because he had advanced knowledge. Others panic because they didn't have advanced knowledge. So prophecy, what it does is to give you advanced knowledge, to tell you the outcome of your circumstances, that it doesn't matter how much hell breaks loose, that what God has said, if you hold on to it,
yes,
if you fight with it,
yes,
if you stand with it, the outcome is that you will be victorious, no matter how bad it is.
Glory, glory, glory.
Now, if you don't contend with the prophetic word, all hell breaks loose, because now Satan has inside information about where you're going.
Yes.
And so he will do everything to stop that prophecy from coming into pass. Now, it's not because God lied, but it's because you were not a student of prophecy. Prophecy is not something you joke with. When a prophecy comes, you got to pray like never before. You got to fast like never before. And you got to be careful who you tell your prophecy.
Our time's gone, but listen, I remember the Bible saying, when I think it was Paul speaking to Timothy,
my son Timothy,
he said, I know your background, I know your parents, I know, and he says, wage a war.
This charge I give unto you, wage a good warfare through the prophecy.
Could you
speak, which has come before?
Speak in the camera, our time's gone. Talk to someone out there, minister to them.
Let me say this to you. He cannot lie. Every word God has spoken about you, he said, before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he said, I called you and I ordained you in mama's womb to become a prophet. So the word of the Lord concerning you is sure. But you understand this, you got to contend for that prophecy. The battle over your life is not about you. It's the battle over your kids is not about them. It's about the prophetic word. It's about God's original intent for their lives and what they will become and what you are going to become. And you got to put up a fight in the name of Jesus and call that prophetic word out of eternity into time. And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Don't give up on your prophecy. If you give up on your prophecy and you don't fight for your prophecy, you have nothing to live for, because that prophecy is the reason for which you were born and is the reason for your being.
Yes.
I dare you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rise up now, take the battles of war, fight for that prophecy, and it shall come to pass. This book is powerful.
Listen, you need to go out and get his book, Praying Through the Promises of God. I can guarantee it's awesome, and he's got a CD out there, Winter Prayer Watch. You need to get it. Bishop, I want you to do something else. I know we ran out of time. You're a man of prayer. I want you to pray. Pray to the nations of the world. Things need to be stopped. Things need to be broken.
Yes, God. Heavenly Father.
Yes, God.
Right now.
Yes.
We come up to the throne room. And we pray. Not from the earth, but from the throne room perspective, looking down to the nations of the earth and demanding the move and the stirrings of the Spirit of God.
Yes, God.
We stir and command the four winds of the earth to blow across the nations, to blow over the cities, to blow over our community.
Yes, God.
And we decree tonight a divine onslaught, a divine onslaught against the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we stop the voice of the accuser.
Yes.
We silence the voice of the enemy by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, God.
We pray for the prophets. We pray for the release of apostles. We pray for the healing of the evangelists. We pray for the healing of churches. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the wind of God and a revival, a move of God like never before. And now, Lord, We call for the release of end time anointings, end time mantles, end time reserve power, end time reserve anointings for the end time commissions, end time moves, and end time harvest. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For PBN,
you,
for Jane, oh God, and Paul Christ.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord, and their children and grandchildren in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, I feel tonight that there's a wave of the anointing that has just hit this studio. Oh, God. Somebody is getting a breakthrough now. Praise him out of your mouth. Glory to God. You know, Kenton Jones is coming, but I just feel there needs to be a release of a praise. And listen to me. Whilst you're praising him, this praise is not just going to reach here, but it's about to reach the nations of the world. You're about to set people free. People are about to be delivered. Open your mouth. Bless your holy name. 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 Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right where you are, there is a miracle taking place. Cancer,
yes.
We destroy,
yes.
You.
Healing right now.
Blood pressure, we command you to come down.
In the name of Jesus.
That woman that is watching, get out of your bed.
That's right.
Healing has just hit you. Arthritis has just been destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Because we feel the anointing in here right now.
Break the yoke.
And as you hear the voice of God, God says, arise. Somebody holler, arise.
Arise.
Now praise him for deliverance. I gotta move on. But he come now, y'all.
Glory, 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 glory.
The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is true. Bishop, Archbishop prayed. And if you believe God right now, and if you receive the miracle, please, let me tell you, there's something about testifying. Get on the phone now.
Yes.
Let the testimony be heard. Because that power, witchcraft just got destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Generational curses just got broken.
In the name of Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah. Your miracle has happened right now. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah.